what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, this was the scene in Oakdale, Minnesota this morning.
14 points.
And the roar that you hear there is the family and friends and small town of Oakdale, Minnesota, celebrating the win by Suni Lee, in the Olympics as they were taking place early in American time this morning. And they'll be aired tonight, of course, on the primetime coverage of the Olympics. But she took the gold. And one of the reasons that she took the gold, Suni Lee did, that is because she was eligible to be one of the two finalists that the Americans had put forward for the all-around gold medal for the Olympics. One of the reasons that those two spots are available is because one of them wasn't currently being occupied by Simone Biles. And as we talked about this yesterday in my final thought, I still believe, and I've written a piece about this at townhall.com today. You can go and read it for yourself. I still believe that Simone Biles, in her withdrawing from the Olympics, was trying to do the best thing for her teammates and herself possible in light of the aftermath of that really dangerous vault that she was very fortunate to land the other night. And when you're considering, as a young person, throwing yourself down a runway at miles between 20 and 30 miles per hour to get up to full speed, to hit that springboard, to then hit that vault and then launch yourself airborne, maybe up to 15 to 20 feet in the sky, doing any number of twists and then coming down to try to stick that landing without breaking a bone, much less knocking your spine out of alignment or, you know, beheading yourself. I mean, there's just so many things that could go wrong on that one exercise. I still find it rather remarkable that we had no real appreciation for the fact that when Simone Biles said, you know what, I did this wrong. I am not there mentally. You girls, you take my spots the rest of the way. And she tried to encourage them, lead them, coach them, mentor them to the gold medal. They just fell a little bit short in the team competition. But here in the individual all around, it was her teammate who had a spot there in the 'cause the countries only get two spots each. And a lot of people on social media over the last couple of days were like, hey, you know, Simone Biles took up a spot on somebody's team. And, you know, what if an American could have won the gold? Well, she did. And Simone Biles not participating in the all-around event kind of demonstrates that selflessness brought about a just reward. And that is another American female gymnast is now the gold medalist for the Olympics of 2021. And will be the reigning champion going into the next Olympic Games. Friends, I don't understand people pushing back against a selfless act by a teammate who was simply trying to do the best for her team that she could. I hold to my position. And if it means I stand in opposition to people like Charlie Kirk and Seth Dillon and Matt Walsh, then I'm fine with that. But today, a day of rejoicing, a day of celebration, as America leads the medal count, and we now have the reigning gymnast in the world of gymnastics once more. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.